You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1444.
You can Netflix 40 hours of it, I don't care, but you need to put in the 20 hours. You need to make the commitment right now to put in 20 hours a week so that you can live the rest of your life as an entrepreneur, not working for somebody else, having financial freedom, having freedom of schedule. And just imagine when this gets freed up. If you implement what I'm talking about, I am telling you, these 20 hours are going to lead to a lot more time for you to do what you want to do.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Hey, everybody, it is Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP, and I'm really excited about this because I think most people that are getting into the real estate wholesaling business have to start out part-time, right? You've got a full-time job. Well, I put together 6 steps here that I implement with my TTP students to pull them out of their full-time job so that they can do this business full-time. But the number one way to do that is to start doing deals. The number way to do deals is to have consistent quality conversations with distressed property owners. So we need to start with number one. Number one is you need to be in your mind, this needs to be your full-time job. Your real estate wholesaling business is your full-time job. Your current job is just what you're doing right now. It's a placeholder until this business is taking off. You need to believe at some point you're going to get enough deals, you're going to get enough income to replace the income that you have now, and that is when you are going to just grow and explode your business. That's the mentality that you have to start with. You can't just say, oh, this is my side hustle. Stop with all of that. This is not your side hustle. This is your full-time business. You have to do a full-time schedule and just compress it into number two, 20 hours a week. But Brent, I don't have 20 extra hours. I barely have an hour to myself. Yes, you do. I'm telling you right now, there is so much time in the week that we can squeeze productivity from. So let me break this down right now. Check this out. We have 168 hours in a week. Let's break this down. 56 hours. If you sleep 8 hours a night, which I don't know a single person that does, especially if you have kids, but 56 hours of sleep, you work 40 hours a week, you've got 5 hours in there for exercise. If you committed 20 hours, that's all I'm asking you for, 20 hours a week for your wholesaling business, that means you still have 47 free hours every single week for your family, for your friends to socialize, for entertainment, for all these things. You can Netflix 40 hours of it, I don't care, but you need to put in the 20 hours. You need to make the commitment right now to put in 20 hours a week so that you can live the rest of your life as an entrepreneur, not working for somebody else, having financial freedom, having freedom of schedule. And just imagine when this gets freed up. If you implement what I'm talking about, I am telling you, these 20 hours are going to lead to a lot more time for you to do what you want to do. Freedom of schedule is everything. Now, in the 20 hours that I'm talking about here, I need you to make calls for 15 hours a week. Oh my gosh, Brent, I've never made 15 minutes of calls. Listen, I want you to build up to it. I want you to build your endurance over time, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect. Remember, progress, not perfection. That's the mentality that I want you to have, is you just start building it up. Start with 15 minutes, take a break. 20 minutes, take a break. 30 minutes, take a break. I am telling you, you will build it up to where you are on the phone for an hour straight and it'll feel like 10 minutes. I'm telling you, it happens to everybody. Everybody gets that endurance. If they push through that initial phase, that initial uncertainty, that initial uncomfortableness, and you are doing it consistently, I am telling you, you are going to have so many opportunities because you're going to be talking to distressed property owners. All right, the other 5 hours out of this 20 hours, I want you to be pulling your list lists. I want you to be organizing it. I want you to be putting it into your dialer, but that is not prime time. Okay, prime time is when you time block. You need to absolutely time block here your schedule. Take an honest look at your schedule and time block the times that you're going to make calls. Well, Brent, I get off at 6 o'clock. The only time I have to make calls is 6:30 to 7:30. Great. You've got 5 hours in the week to do that. I don't like doing it on Fridays. Do you want to be financially free? Do you want to build a business? Do you want to be different? Be different. I know you are. You wouldn't be on this channel if you weren't different. This is something special. This is something that most people won't do. But I'm telling you, if you implement it, you will win. It is impossible not to. If you have enough quality conversations with distressed property owners, you cannot lose. It is flawless. It is undefeated. Okay. And that's why I wanted you to just start with that 15 hours a week. If you can only do 1 hour every single day, that's 5 hours. That means on Saturday or maybe Sunday, you got to catch up those 10 hours. 15 hours a week to change your life forever. I am telling you this from personal experience. I was in debt $742,000. I started making calls and my whole life changed. It changed rapidly. It changed within 30 days and then 90 days and then a year later. And now 10 years later, it's just a whole different world. And I'm telling you, it's because I did this every single week. It was the number one most important, most consistent thing. This was money time. I time blocked it every single day. I would make calls. There was no exception. And the key to this is as soon as it is your time, you have time blocked an hour, a half hour, 3 hours. As soon as you're ready to make your calls, if it's at 4 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, you press go and you are making calls. We use a dialer where you upload all of your phone numbers, all of your leads into a dialer. We use mojocells.com. We upload it into there, we press go, and now we're making calls. You need to have all that set up before your time to call. Even 30 seconds of distraction will take you off your path 30 to 45 minutes. I am telling you, it is the absolute truth. So you need to be ready. You need to press go. Oh, and it needs to be boom, you are talking to people. Okay, this is so important. You need to let your family know. You need to let your friends know. You need to let anybody that you feel is your squad, anybody that you feel is your family, anybody that's going to support you and cheerlead you, you need to let them know. And maybe they won't in the beginning, but you need to let them know that your passion is real. You want to be a real estate investor. You want real estate to change your life. You need to be passionate when you tell these people, and you need to let them know. And the best way to get their support is be consistent. Actually do the work. Isn't that incredible? If you actually do the work, they're going to believe in you. They're going to support you. I don't care if it takes 3 months or 4 months or 6 months to get your first deal. They're going to be there, but you need to have that support, because if you have people tearing you down all the time, it is very difficult to stay consistent with your time blocking. So let everybody know and let everybody buy into your dream. Okay, that is so important. Go with passion. Really talk about it. Really explain what you are doing is special. Got it? Get everybody on board. Next, there is no more music in the car. Nope. No news, no music. You only listen to real estate podcasts and Audible books, whether that be business books or whatever, but only good things in your brain, in your car. Because let's be honest, when you're driving home, do you want to get on the phone and make cold calls to distressed property owners? No, it's the transitions in our lives that take up the most energy, right? Transitioning from this job, this person who I am at this job, to now I'm a real estate entrepreneur. You need to get into the flow. You need to listen to the great podcast. You got to listen to the inspiring stories through somebody's book. You need to put all that good stuff in, because I want that transition period as you're driving home to be your runway to actually make these calls. It's going to be absolutely critical, because if you go in and then all of a sudden you're talking on the phone to people and they're calling and they're complaining about stuff, and now you got to go home and you got to turn on your lights and you got to get your computer out, and then you got to get your headset and you got to get pumped up, and then you got to press go. You won't do it consistently. I'm telling you, that's not how we're designed. You have to have a runway before you're getting ready to make those calls. If you have that runway, I am telling you, it is so beautiful. I remember in the mornings, I would get ready, I would get dressed, and I would listen to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I would be making calls. I would be going. I would just be so focused. It was just like smooth. It was noon before I knew it, and I just got four leads. It was incredible. Every single day, it was like that. Every single day, I was listening to really great podcasts, really great books. So make sure you give yourself a runway so that that transition doesn't drain you of energy. It gives you energy, and this is so absolutely important. If you can get to the point, and this is the biggest hurdle that you're going to experience when you start getting on the phone and prospecting for opportunities, is does it drain you or does it give you energy? Once it gets to the point where this gives you energy every single day, you can't wait. Every single day you're on the phone, you're just getting, all of a sudden you're getting goosebumps. All of a sudden your body is tingling. All of a sudden you are feeling, oh my gosh, I am actually on the path. I'm on the path that I've always thought about, that I read about in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that I've been talking about and that I've been researching and that I've been on YouTube and that I've been, you know, trying to go to meetups and find people that are successful. All these things all of a sudden come down and you are actually taking action. You're actually in that moment the most successful person because you were on the path. I am telling you, if you can get energy from this, if you can constantly feel this energy and feel electrified and feel like your life is better because you are going out and you are solving the problems in your community of people that are in distress. Remember, 6 to 10% of the real estate market is in distress. They don't know what to do. They need your help by being proactive, by making 15 hours of calls, by dedicating 20 hours out of your week, out of 168 hours, you were able to solve the problems of the people in your community. It is absolutely the most rewarding thing that I've ever experienced in my business life. And I want that for you. And I know you can do it. Don't let your schedule be your excuse. This is the plan, right? You got to get it here. You got to commit. You got to time block. Get everybody on board. Bring that energy and put the good things in your brain every single day. And you absolutely will win. It'll be a different, you will be a different person 90 days from now. I am telling you, implement it. You got this. I love you guys. And if you're interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, it is the TTP family. It is the TTP program. Go to wholesalinginc.com. Check it out. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. I look forward to working with you personally. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.